On the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Back here coming to you live from Dakota Avenue from my radio hut. Cloudy sky right now, some light snow, 21 degrees. Well, I have been talking about this for the last couple of weeks. I won't shut up about it because it's a great thing. Community choir and orchestra, Christmas cantata. Love to tell the story. It is this Saturday and Sunday. And joining me once again here this morning, the director of all of this good stuff, Kent Loken. And Kent and Annette, good morning. Thank you for coming back. Always love to have you two in here.
Such a blessing to be here, Bill.
So tell me a little bit about Love to Tell the Story.
It was an idea that came about by my lovely wife, speaking of love, who heard this Alan Jackson version of the song, I Love to Tell the Story, on an album that he had put together of favorite Christmas hymns, or favorite hymns of all time, for his mom. And Annette said, you know, that would be a good theme for our 30th cantata, because it's exactly what we've done for the last 29 of these, and now 30, that we have a story that we love to tell. And you can tell it in the heart and soul and spirits and the way the choir comes together and how they give of themselves wholeheartedly, and the orchestra, the way they also do the same thing. You can tell that they're not just playing the music. They're playing the heart and soul of this message.
It does. I actually watched that Sunday night, my first chance to rehearse with the choir. There's no headspace there. That's all coming from, like, right here. There's not much thinking going on. That's raw emotion, and that's definitely feeling. So 30 years of this, and again, I asked you this last week when you were in. Did you see this starting up when you first got this thing going? It's like, well, I think 30 years from now, we're going to have over 100 people in the choir and this orchestra that keeps growing.
As a matter of fact, Bill, I got a call from Pastor Terry Tilton, the pastor that came to Breckenridge with an idea. And we talked for about a half an hour, and this was after that rehearsal.
Oh, wow.
So he said, Cheryl and I are going to be coming.
I love it.
And I was telling him about where we're at, and we talked about, well, you know, the idea was we have a church choir of 15 or 16, and Jana's on the piano, and we said, let's just do it during the worship service. And that's kind of what we thought it was going to be. Every year we would do that. The first year we did it at the Breckenridge United Methodist Church. And then the next year, Pastor Terry also served the church out in Foxholm. So we did it in the Foxholm worship service and the Breckenridge worship service, and thought, this is a good idea.
And look where you're at now. Yeah, the idea just keeps growing and growing. Now, we talked about this too last week. People asking, you know, am I going to hear my favorites? Am I going to hear new stuff? What are we going to be hearing?
We are going to hear arrangements of some very familiar Christmas songs, or songs that have been, modified to fit, like the song Amazing Grace.
Mm.
Paul Cravens, a composer who has now written music for us for 5 years in a row, has taken some familiar songs and Christmasized them.
That one's a showstopper.
Oh,
it really is.
He also writes from the heart, because Paul was a member of the orchestra when he was at Concordia, and he is now a professional composer. And he graciously said, "Yes, I would love to arrange some music for you." So, one of the songs that we've used pretty much as a mainstay ever since we performed it in the first cantata is called "Jesus at the Center of It All." And as
one of my favorites,
as we need to remind ourselves that Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation and for our redemption from sin. And that's right in the middle of the cantata. And that is the true message, the true meaning of all that we are doing, is we are giving honor and glory to God for his gift of his only begotten Son.
Preach, brother, preach. Kent Loken doing what he does best. Annette, step up. Good morning. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, good morning. Good to be here again.
You were telling me about this awesome thing about sponsorship. Now, the money raised here going to the backpack program.
Correct.
Because we have a need here of well over 350 kids
every week.
Every week. So definitely a need. Tell us about this.
So for those of you that don't know what the backpack program is, it's every week in their locker, a bag of food is placed for students that have a need for food over the weekend. You know, a lot of times budgets run a little short, and they're foods that kids can prepare themselves. So it's like peanut butter. It's like a can of soup that can be opened up and heated. It's a snack type thing, something that they can just munch on. So it's food that is very useful to the whole family, maybe not just that student, but it goes home in the backpack of a student, and it actually goes home in the bag like you'd get from Econo Foods, and then they can just put it discreetly in their backpack.
Okay.
So it's not like they're walking out with a bag that says backpack food or something. So
but they know they got that.
They know they're getting food.
That, I love that.
Yeah, and we have a teacher that's going to share at one of our performances a little bit about that, and it's going to touch your heart. The story that she's going to I won't take her thunder, but it's pretty touching. But I have a lot of people that ask me about, like, how much does it cost and how much should I give? And, you know, the concert cantata is free. You know, just come. But we do take a free will offering in the middle of the concert. We got a kind of a raucous song, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, and the drum starts playing, and it's like, hey, get your checkbook out. It's time to sponsor the backpack kids. And so I did a little checking, and if you want to sponsor a student for 1 year, it's $140, and that's it's a cost of a bag of food is about $4 per student. So if you're coming that night and you want to prepare ahead of time, you want to write a check out, you can write it out to the Breckenridge United Methodist Church. That's a deduction for your taxes if you like. Or you can make it out to the food pantry, and they'll also make sure that it goes to the backpack program. Either way, both are tax deductions, but $140 sponsors one student, and
for the entire school year.
For the entire school year. And you can always sponsor more. So, example, four is $560 for the year. So, you know, that could be your Christmas gift for the year.
What a great way to give back.
Yeah. Yep. It's a great thing. We've been doing this a long time, and I think we're over $70,000 donated to that program over the last few years. So every dollar counts. It's well appreciated.
And does it amaze you too? It does. It shouldn't, but it does. How the community always seems to step up and go, you know what? This is the need. We're here. We're going to do it.
Absolutely amazing. And you know, everybody's budget is tight. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's across the board. And I always think, you know, if it's tight for me, how much harder it must be for someone who's young, just starting out with small kids and trying to make that food budget stretch to the end of the month. Sometimes just runs a little short, and an extra jar of peanut butter in the cupboard just goes a long ways.
Bring you a little peace of mind.
Yeah, it does.
It really does, which is what you need in the holiday season, right?
Yep. And a lot of those parents work weekends, and so kids might even be home for a couple hours by themselves and having to make a meal, and they can make a peanut butter sandwich or heat up some soup, or so it kind of helps with that too.
So again, for one student, it's $140. That'll take care of them for the entire year.
Yep.
So if you want to make that donation too when you show up this weekend, that would be great.
Yep.
Annette, love talking to you.
Yeah, thank you.
That calm, soothing voice. I love it. I love it. Kent Loken, step back up.
Yeah, it's nice having her in my life. You know how
I know
wild
that.
I get, Bill.
I know why you're so passionate about the things you do, because, again, and I always say between the two of you, you are an amazing person. Between the two of you, you are one amazing person. All right.
I saw you pointing at Annette when you said that. I saw you.
let's cover the times again. When is showtime this weekend?
Saturday, the show is at 7 o'clock, Cultural Center. Sunday, the show is at 2 o'clock. And I know you've been saying this. Get there early. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
But please do, because you'd hate to get, because when they're full up, they're full up.
Yes.
So
yeah, we have yep. I'd like to give one shout out, if we may.
Yes, please do, yes.
Karen Hendrickson, she has played for us the last 5 years. You know, the first 25, it was Jana Burnt and I, and Jana and I have spent many times on the radio with you. But events in Jana's life, and we're so fortunate that Karen was available and willing, and you were at the rehearsal the other night with just the choir. One of the things that I look forward to is Karen is gracious enough to prepare a call it a piano solo if you will, but it's a spiritual moment when she sits down at that piano. She's playing from the heart. She finds the soul of the music, and what she is capable of doing is it's amazing.
It goes beyond words, Kent. It really does.
And it really helps the choir step up as well. You know, we all sing or play from the heart, and we find the message, the true message. But Karen is just an amazing lady who just... Words fail me, Bill.
Well, no, and again, it goes so far beyond words. I was listening to the same thing you were listening to Sunday night, and it's like, yeah, there's no doubt where this is coming from, you know. And again, how she's able to get a hold of that and just radiate that outward. It's a very rare and beautiful gift, and just to listen to that was incredible.
Yeah.
Looking forward to this weekend. You know, it's how I started my past. I don't know. How long have I been doing this with you? 5 years?
Yep, 5 years.
I wouldn't trade it for anything. Again, getting to know you two better and the choir and the people that you bring in to go ahead, step back up, young lady.
Well, I was just going to let you know that if you go out on Facebook under the Community Cantata page, Karen played some special music for us on Sunday on the piano, just kind of a piano solo out of a Lori Line book that was just stunning. So anyone in the audience that wants to just like go to our Facebook page and catch a really beautiful piano solo, it's available. All the information about the cantata is also out on our Facebook page.
Fantastic. Kent and Annette Loken, looking forward to the weekend. Thank you both for stopping in, and we'll see you on stage on Saturday, Maestro. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill.
All right. 9:52 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Baby, what do you say we just get lost? Leave this one horn.